The film Girl Rising follows nine girls who were born into very challenging circumstances. It was directed by Richard Robbins, who says the film started off as one story and became something completely different once he got into it.
It started as a project investigating strategies for ending extreme poverty. And, you know, we really had a pretty broad focus at the beginning, but as we dove into the subject, it became clear that that educating girls is probably dollar for dollar the best intervention that we can make in the developing world. The impact of getting girls into school is just enormous, not just for the girls themselves, but for their families, their communities, really for all of us.
Research shows that education is a pathway out of poverty and an escape from slavery, hunger, and disease. Robbins says girls especially face barriers to getting an education.
The issue for girls is that traditionally they weren't seen as a good long-term investment because they were going to get married early and go off and live with someone else's family. So parents who had a choice tended to educate their boys because the boys would take care of them in their old age. So there are enormous obstacles for girls getting into school, tradition being one of them. But also, you know, in most of the world, school isn't free. And so, you know, very poor families who are struggling to make ends meet often choose to forego education for their girls and either get them married or keep them at home to work, care for younger children, have them get jobs. So girls lag significantly behind boys in terms of achieving even basic primary education.
He says it took a while to find the girls they wanted to feature in the film.
We spent almost a couple of years out in the field in these different countries working with our nonprofit partners who run programs working with girls every day, just trying to meet interesting girls who we thought, you know, whose stories would be both representative and compelling. And we paired each of the girls with a writer from her own country to try and bring those stories to the screen. And, you know, we really wanted to focus on how strong and really inspirational the girls themselves are, even though the situations they find themselves in can be depressing and overwhelming. But, you know, the feeling that you get from the girls and the feeling that we wanted to communicate to our audience is that, you know, they really believe anything is possible. They're going to work hard, and they have a vision for a world where girls are going to school.
Tickets to Wednesday's screening are $15. All proceeds go to support the 10x10 Foundation, which he says works to help other organizations helping girls.
It ultimately, you know, distributes money and resources to organizations that are out there helping girls. You know, so many of our nonprofit partners are doing amazing work, but they're so busy doing their amazing work that they're not very good at publicizing it or telling their own story, or even if they are good at it, they're, you know, they're too busy and too cash strapped to devote enough energy to it. So we hope we can help bring attention to the work they're doing.
That's film director Richard Robbins. He'll be available for a Q&A following the film. The film starts at 7:00 at the Park City Eccles Center. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.